Peace and love, peace and love. Hi, my name is Majestic Serenity, and this is the My Light, Your Light podcast. Today, we are here with Mr. Tyrone Wilson, a.k.a. B-City.
That's what's up.
He is the multi-talented and self-taught
videographer.
Photographer, music producer,
yeah.
Audio engineer, and graphic designer.
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
He is going to be spreading some of his light with us.
All right.
So, I understand that you're self-taught.
Oh, yeah.
What has kept you focused and motivated when learning each skill?
Well, it's all about art. You know, I love to express myself through various art forms, and I feel like when you're able to express yourself through media such as sound and graphic and photography, you know, you always leave little bits of pieces of yourself for people to remember. So, you know, that's my thing is being able to express myself with whatever tools I have in front of me. You know, so that's it. That's it. Being able to express myself through art, and I use sound, graphic, photography, videography to do so.
That's awesome.
That's what's up.
Do you feel as though you have mastered every skill?
No. When you say master it, I think when something is mastered, even if it's mastered, there's always something that you can
learn,
right? So if I'm saying have I mastered every one of my skills, no, because every day it's always something that I learn, and then there's always something new, you know, coming out. So am I really, really good? You know, yeah, I'm really, really good at it. But have I just completely mastered it? No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I don't think none of us will ever get to a point where, especially being an engineer and a producer, photographer, none of us are actually, you know, saying that we've mastered it. You know, we're all perfectionists, so we always are trying to push ourselves to that next level.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you made income from each skill that you do, and for how, and for each? How did that come about?
So when I probably was about 12, that's when I started doing the graphic design stuff. Okay. And my pops, he used to give me an allowance for it.
Oh.
So, you know, I would stay up long hours doing that. I also was an intern at a radio station when I was about 15. And I would have to stay up all night editing the videos that I would take at the radio station, that I would film at the radio station. So, yes, I've been able to make income off of all of my talents, even with producing, you know, selling tracks and having the studio, selling studio time. So, yeah, I've been able to. Right now, I've been doing a lot of music videos and photography.
Okay.
So that's been going well. Can do better, but been making income off of that, you know.
Okay.
So yes, a lot. And I appreciate it too, to anybody who messed with me, you know. Yeah.
What are the typical kinds of clients you entail? I know you just said you're doing currently right now music videos.
Yeah.
So those are like mostly who you like the clients you work with?
Most artists. Like it's always, well, it was a big point in time where it was all rappers. So it was all rappers at one point. One point in time, it was all rappers in the studio, all rappers for the music videos, even the photography. But it's been more wide open now. I think it's because the way that I'm presenting myself now. You know, at first I wasn't promoting myself, you know, like I am now.
Right.
At first it was more word of mouth. So it was one rapper saying something to another rapper, saying something to another rapper. Every time I would do something with one rapper, hey, maybe you go to his studio and he'd tell another rapper. So I was in this huge community of just rappers doing things. Mm-hmm. Now people see me online, people see me doing things. I've done weddings and things like that.
Okay.
So now my name is being pushed more just towards just a regular photographer, videographer, not just the hip hop dude, you know, not just the guy that's doing all the rappers.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, so it's mostly artists still, but I've been able to work with community leaders. I've been able to work with singers. And like I said, I've done maternity shoots, something I thought I would never do, taking pictures, you know the maternity. So that was kind of weird at first. And I just been able to widen my client base. And I feel like it's a lot better for me now because I didn't want to be trapped in just right. one box.
Right, okay. Yeah. Have you had any people on your path that kept you going?
Oh man, of course. The list is long. When you say keep you going, you mean like motivating me to just keep going and doing yes. what you're doing?
And like if you've ever had any doubts about like,
yeah,
you know?
Oh yeah. So my wife, she always is pushing me. I mean, you know, I would probably say that's my number one fan. My brother Josh, I mean, we've known each other for over 20 years and he's always been in my corner.
Okay.
I mean, my kids, my number one fans, I mean, you know, even in the streets, you know, we were growing up and, you know, we were kind of running a little reckless in the streets. All the guys, they knew how talented I was and they always looked out for me. So they would always be like, man, go in the house and make some beats, man. Get out the street, you know. You need to be recording, you know. And so I've always had support. I think the person that was the hardest on me was me. Because it was a point in time where I felt like I wasn't tapping into my full potential. So I felt it was a point in time when I was working where I felt like, you know, this isn't good enough. And you never want to tell yourself that.
No.
That yeah. The one person you can't lie to is yourself. No matter what you say to yourself, you're going to be right. So when I told myself that, I went through a point where I felt like what I was doing wasn't good enough. And it wasn't until I got about that slump that I had to think like, well, as long as I'm continuing to do it, you know what I mean? If I just don't stop, then I'm always gonna feel good, yes. you know, and it's gonna get better and better. So, yeah. So everybody supported me, man. It was me that wasn't supporting me at one point in time. Oh. Yeah.
Support yourselves, guys.
Yes, man. Don't never doubt yourself ever.
Do you have any spiritual aspects that you have used to keep you motivated?
Oh man. So I don't know enough about it, even though I was going to church as a kid, I don't know enough about religion to say I'm a Christian.
Okay. I guess I would mean like prayer or like yeah. something like that.
I'm gonna say like this. I feel like this is how far I go with spiritual things. It's enough for me to see people walking around talking and laughing and smiling and being angry or being sad or dancing. And that's enough to me. That's proof enough to me that there's a God to me. So I don't have to go to church or anything. I believe that everything that we're looking at right now is a piece of God. So if I'm going to say something spiritual, I'm going to just say that. I'm gonna say that music is very spiritual to me because I feel like sound is like God's way of singing to us or speaking to us. And that's, you know, that's as far as I go. No, I don't know nothing about Jesus and Mary and none of that, you know what I'm saying? But I do know that I believe that there's something, you know what I'm saying? And music is everything to me. That's a spiritual that I'm gonna go. You know what I'm saying?
So, what made you go into the digital media field?
Okay, I'm gonna try to keep this one short because this is a long one. So, I've been in front of a computer since I was probably about 7 or 8 years old.
Wow.
Right? So my father, he bought this computer from Radio Shack called the Tandy 1000, right?
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, the people are giving my age with that, but y'all know what I'm talking about. So it's called a Tandy 1000. And this computer was, your cell phone is light years ahead of this computer, right? Now, since then, I've pretty much always been in front of computers.
Okay.
So I was one of the first guys in the neighborhood to actually have a studio in the house with the computer and everything.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, my media days, I literally have been working on computers since about 7 or 8 years old. I mean, I can't remember a time in my life, now that I'm really thinking about it, that I haven't been in front of a computer.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So you was walking in your purpose already.
I was. And then even with the music, I had a Casio, and the Casio had had four sounds on it. Well, it had eight sounds. And one of the sounds was a flute. Now, I didn't never see a flute in my life, but I used to always make little beats with the Casio.
Mm.
And in band, this was when I was, I think I was in like sixth grade, probably something like that. And fifth grade, sixth grade, no. As a matter of fact, I was in third or fourth grade. And I went to school and I wanted to join the band because I asked my father, I said, what's a flute? He said, it's an instrument. And I said, how can I be able to play the flute? Still don't know how a flute looks. And he said, go try to join the band. So I go to school, I get the recorder, I learn how to play the recorder. It was time to pick the instruments. Everybody picking the instruments. So all the boys picking trumpets, tubas, baritones, all of the, you know, the manly stuff, drums. And then out the blue, I'm like, I want a flute. And everybody laughing at me.
Oh.
But I still don't know what a flute is. I just love the way it sounded on the keyboard. And he gave me this little bitty box. And I'm like, what is this? But I learned how to play it. I was in advanced band at like third or fourth grade.
Wow.
Yeah, I learned how to play it quick. And then from there, when I went to high school, I was in the band for all 4 years. And using the instruments I had with the computer setup I had with the studio, and was making my own sounds with instruments. I've been doing the instruments. I mean, I've been basically, it hasn't been a time in my entire adult life that I have not had a computer to with my music. Just the whole time. Even when it was the tape machines, you know, I had my tape machine and I would still record everything to tape, but then record the tape to the computer so I could edit it up, you know, instead of having to cut the tape.
The tape? You mean like the tapes, the cassette tapes?
Yeah, cassette tapes, okay. and reel to reels.
I don't know.
So they used to have these tapes where you have this machine that had two big spools on it of tape, and you would record, and it'll just be like a big master copy.
Oh.
And then you would take that and you would give it to the masterer, and he would master it from that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm learning.
Yeah, so.
Do you have any resources you can share with the audience for younger creatives and creatives just starting? In the digital media field.
Oh yeah, so I would say YouTube is a powerful tool. I would definitely, if my advice for younger people getting into media, whether it's graphic design or digital music production, stuff like that, I would still learn the old way first.
Okay.
Because I think that when you learn the bare bones of it first, it's easier to go from program to program. Like for instance, like I knew about the sample rates and everything just from just knowing about it. But a lot of people, they may just know how to work a program real good. So if you know all the terms and the bare bone basics first, then you'll be able to carry that with you through every program.
Okay.
You see what I mean? So my advice would be go on YouTube, instead of typing up a program and saying how to, you know, don't want to give no shout outs to them, but what about Pro Tools? Like, how to mix in Pro Tools. Instead of doing that,
learn like the quick commands or?
No, pull up a video about equalization. Learn about, you know, 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. Learn how the EQ works.
Okay.
Learn how a compressor works. Learn how, you know, to learn about delay, learn about reverb. Don't just learn how to work. You know what I mean? Don't learn how to just work
the program. Just the recording part.
Yeah.
That's basic.
Yeah.
Go deep into
learn each component by itself so that when you that'll help you with any program.
Right.
Now you can go in front of any program and know how to use it versus just only know how to use Pro Tools.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So learn the basics of your craft first. You know, it's just like working out and just jumping straight on the bench press instead of knowing how to do push-ups first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you can you share some of your light with us? Do you have any takeaways?
Share something in my life?
No, just like any kind of takeaway you want to share.
I would say I'll give you two. So the first one would be what we spoke about earlier. Never think you're too good. You know, don't have the hare mentality. You know, the story of the tortoise and the hare. The hare thought he was so good. He was so far ahead of everybody. He was like, man, I can procrastinate. I can chill. I can even take a nap because y'all will never catch up.
Right.
And then eventually the person that's half as talented than you but got way more hustle and determination than you is going to pass you up.
Right.
And also time is going to go past, you know.
Right.
So my first advice would be don't have the hare mentality, always have a tortoise mentality. Always feel like there's more you can do, more you can learn, and more that you can achieve. You know what I mean? Always, don't ever feel like you know too much to learn from somebody, and don't never feel like you've done enough to be complacent and chill,
right?
And then my other advice would be what we talked about earlier as well, is never doubt yourself.
Okay.
Don't always speak words of encouragement to you. I would rather you wake up every day and say, I'm the best in the world and try to be that versus just one day you say, man, I can't do this. Because what happens is with especially artists, you are constantly comparing yourself with other artists, right? And you're constantly trying to be better and better and better and better, right?
No, you shouldn't be.
Well, I'll say this. You shouldn't be, but it's hard when you are, if you are trying to be in the music industry, you are in competition with them, whether you want to be in competition or not. You're in competition for everyone's ear. Or if you're not trying to do that, then okay, you can be an independent artist and just put music out on your own accord and do what I'm saying. Hey, believe in myself, eventually people are gonna hear. But if you're really trying to do this and make it, yeah, right, you have to, you can never tell yourself that you're not good enough. You can never tell, and you can never doubt yourself in your ability.
I agree.
You have to walk in and say, I am the best. Now, I'm not saying be, I'm not saying be conceited or overconfident and none
right.
of all of that. I'm not saying that. All I'm saying is Muhammad Ali, I use him and Floyd Mayweather as examples.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali, every time he did an interview, every time you seen him in the ring, every time what did he say? I'm the greatest, right? Now, I know a lot of people don't really know about Muhammad Ali like that, but technically Muhammad Ali wasn't the most skilled boxer. He wasn't. But if you wasn't willing to die in the ring, I'm serious. If you wasn't willing, he put every ounce of himself on the line to prove to himself and everybody else that he's the greatest, regardless of his skill level. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He believed that. So that manifested through him. If he wasn't like that, he wouldn't be the man that we know him to be. He wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest. And that just manifested through his whole body. He is the greatest. Same with Floyd Mayweather. He talked all of that trash. He talked all the trash. And he is, out of every boxer, he's probably in our generation the most hated. You know what I mean? I'm talking about after, you know, I'm talking about like after the Tysons and all that. Like in this current generation, Floyd Mayweather is one of the most hated boxers. But you cannot deny his work ethic. He don't drink. He don't smoke. He works out like an animal. You know what I mean? And yeah. he and all the trash that he's talking, he's gonna back it up.
Yeah.
Because he's gonna work 20 times harder than you. So my point is. You have to believe in yourself.
I agree.
You can never doubt yourself and your ability, because you are capable of anything.
Yes.
And them my two takeaways. Everything else, you're going to fail, you're going to fall, you're going to do everything, you're going to mess up. Don't just get right back up and do it again.
Right.
Damn.
What are three good and three challenging things you've learned about being in this particular industry, the digital media?
Let's go with the challenging things.
Okay.
Okay. So now, and this has been happening in the past as well, but it happens more now.
Okay.
Things change so fast.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
I mean, one minute people are using this program, and then you got now AI, which can pretty much do anything in seconds. And within these past 2 years, AI has elevated to a level where you can take a photo and create an entire 10-second video clip of a photo, and it looks real to the naked eye. You know what I mean? I mean, even the programs now, like the plugins, and I mean, you got plugins that just mix the whole song for you. I was at a studio, and the guy was offbeat rapping, and then there's a plug-in that you can just take the vocals and line it up with the beat. I mean, it's just so, technology is moving so fast, you have to be able to catch it. I feel like it's also giving everybody more of a shorter attention span for things as well.
Yeah.
Because things are just going bang, 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 bang. Another thing is people, I think, are more, when it comes to the digital thing, people are now more accessible, which makes the art to play to the background a little bit more. What I mean by that is people are more concerned now in media with the person and not their art and not their music, what they want to present. If I feel like now, since people are more accessible online, and I think the celebrity aspect of it is gone, and now it's just all about salacious rhetoric and over sexualized material. I don't think that people are into music anymore. They're just into the experience.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
Well, I'll say this then. I ain't even gonna say no famous artist name. Your favorite artist can drop a song right now. What if it's a hit or not, whatever, they can drop them. They drop an album. Albums when we were growing up were going platinum and diamond. Artists now are happy with selling 300,000 records, which is nice. But you get what I'm saying? But the moment that the artist posts something that they were drunk somewhere, or they post something that they have a sex tape, or they post a picture but they done lost weight, and they look skin. They are a clone. All this different. This stuff is the stuff going viral. for you know, I was thinking about this the other day. Podcasters are more popular now than artists.
Yeah, this competing.
Music ain't what it used to be, and
that's because I think people want to see the authenticity in the artist.
Okay. Like, what's authenticity, though? I mean,
they want to know who the artist really is behind the music.
And I think that they want to know that now more than they want to hear the music. I feel like people now want to know what I ate. I mean, because I don't want to say no specific artist. I feel like people want to know what the artist ate more than they want to hear the music. They want to know what they drink. They want to see them smoking. They want to see them. I feel like artists now are. Artists now have so many different tools and avenues to blow up their music and to be number one or to do up. But I feel like all of that has turned against. I feel like the social media thing has created this weird, like. I feel like it created this weird, like, force field over the artist. It's like it's like I gotta see what he doing. I'll give you a better example. One of the reasons why drill music is so popular is because of what you're saying. No, for real. Now, it's not enough for me to get on a record and say that I'll kill you or I have a gun and all this stuff. No, it's artists out here that are saying it and then you can look it up and it's happened. You get what I'm saying? So you as a regular rap artist are nothing to you, nothing to them now, because you are not authentic, like you say. This is real. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's bad though, because it's nothing to do with the real music. It's more of the experience that everyone is. It's not you're not experiencing the music in a way that you're just enjoying the music.
I would say
it's like a story. It's like almost like a story. It's like a soap opera. It's this crazy. Yeah. But look, my point of saying that is, I think that the social media. If you're talking about the three things that I like and don't like, I think that would be one of them. I would like people more to be able to be themselves musically and not have to leak something or, you know, lose weight and post a picture or gain weight and post a picture, get this and do. Let the music just speak for it. So let's get back to just music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then I would say the third thing, which has been happening all the time, I would say, if we're talking about media, I think the third thing is, and don't get me wrong, I like the current state of hip hop. Now, rap music, we can discuss it all day long. But I feel like the over-sexualization of our women and the over-violent representation of men, I think it's gotten to a point now where it's like its own genre now. I think it's gotten to a point with us, when I'm talking about us, I mean artists, and I'm not trying to say that you do it. I'm saying that I think that we have created now genres of over-sexualization and over violence. Just like growing up, music was like that too. It was artists, you know, that over-sexualized itself and did that, but now there are, it's like it's genres for it. It's like this is the and we're not gonna say specific names. Well, you know, we're trying to promote, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are women artists who this is a genre of music now where it's all about sex and cheating on you this and getting paid for this and doing it. This is actually now a genre within rap. Now this is the thing. And then the same thing with the killing. This is a genre now.
And what killing. What genre would they?
Drill.
Oh.
It's like this is a actual form of rap. Now this has been packaged. We are packaging this up and selling this now. You know what I mean? People talked about this back then and everything. But this is now a thing. You know what I'm saying? But here go all the things I like. I love how young artists are just pulling out their phone and able to just put themselves out there.
Yeah.
I love that. I love seeing artists that's got talent get their phone, hit record me, and just snap. Just. Yeah. And the whole world can see it. It wasn't like that back in the day. You couldn't just bam, and now everybody in the world can see you.
Right.
I love that. You know what I'm saying? I love how digital music now has become easier I love how it's become easier to get what's from here to there. Like what's in your head, right on wax. Like I seen a dude, and I used to do this back in the day, I seen a dude talking to his phone and say, and like that with a beat, put it in the computer, and the computer made a beat off of that.
Oh, wow.
And then he laid some drums to it and everything, and I'm like, damn, I used to do that. It was a little harder, but it took the art that was in his head, and it put it right there.
Right.
And I feel like that's that in the right hands, that's nice, because we have so many ideas in our head, and all of us are not musicians, like, that know how to play and everything, but we know what we want to hear,
right,
and we know how we want it to sound.
Right.
And I feel like that is like, you know. And then the third thing, I think that the right people are really elevating the culture, because I feel like hip hop culture and rap music is different. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we have, and when I say hip hop, I'm talking about R&B too. I know it's not, they don't consider it that, but I'm giving as a whole, I'll just say black culture. I feel like there are artists that are elevating the culture to a level that make me smile. You know what I mean? I see people doing different forms of music and then mixing country with trap and rock and roll with R&B, all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just looking at this show, I'm looking at this and I'm like, wow, this is really amazing. Because we have so much access to so many different things now. You're not just at home only watching TV and just listening to the radio.
Right.
You can hear stuff from LA, from Singapore, from Brazil, from, you know, and all of that's influencing you now.
Yeah.
And that's so, and that to me, hearing all this different music and seeing how people are elevating our culture to a whole nother level, I love that. And I ain't trying to down, you know, the other stuff. I ain't trying to down them because I love hearing, you know, a lot of the different stuff. All I'm saying is we can do better. We can, you know what I'm saying? We, you know, I don't try to be the preachy dude about it, but it's got to a point now where I feel like I used to be able to defend, you know, a lot of the hip hop stuff and the rap, but it's now, it's too many people done died from it, you know? So, you know, yeah, don't mean to take it to that point, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What has helped you to push through any difficulties, challenges you've had?
You have to be prepared for that, right? It was a point in time where I had to raise my price, lost a lot of clients, but I felt like I'm worth more now. You get what I mean? So I have to receive what I want to receive what I'm worth.
Right.
So I know it's going to take a hit, but eventually I'm going to get right back on it. And
right.
I did. See what I mean? So you have to just be prepared for the ups and downs. It's just like stocks. When you look at a stock and you only look at 3 months, you'll see that it's probably down, 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 down. But then when you expand out and you look at the entire year, it's rising up. Yeah, it may went through a couple of valleys, went up and up, but it's going up and up.
Right.
And that's how I look at it. I'm not going to worry about a slump, you know, because I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket.
Right.
So one one avenue of revenue that's being, you know, that's getting kind of slow, I can always, you know, depend on other ones. But I know that it's always going to be ups and downs. So I'm not gonna cry about a slow time, and I'm not gonna, you know, feel bad, because I know that I'm gonna have to get it anyway, no matter what. Right. So even if the times are tough, I'm gonna have to find a way to do it.
Okay.
So I just gotta push through it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any samples you want to share for some people who might want to work with you?
I'm so mad. I wish that I would have known that I was gonna do this, because I did some work. I love this thing I did for this company in California that my cousin owned.
Oh.
He has a, we're not promoting nothing here, but he has a flower company.
Oh, okay.
And I did some really nice work for him. He has a beer that he sells.
Okay.
And I did the whole packaging. It looks really nice. I wish I'd know. You know, I'll send you a video. I don't know. Maybe you can put it in the corner and they can see it or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, but we got the studio on the back here. I mean, I don't even, most of it is online, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, recording. They would have to hear some of the recorders and the music. But I wish I could have brought that. That would have been real nice to show. Yeah.
Okay. So where can we find you on social media?
Everything V City Beats. So that's V like Victory, and then City like City of Chicago, Beats, BEATS, okay, across all social media, V City Beats.
Well, thank you so much for being on the My Light, Your Light podcast. And I will see you guys next Thursday. Peace and love.
Peace and love.